Creating criteria. For the moment, set aside your list of options. It's time to create a framework to evaluate those options. Try not to think about the different options as you create the criteria. Focus instead on the wants and needs of both parties. Criteria should basically explore what you want and do not want from the solution. You can also prioritize your criteria by what is necessary to have and what you would like to have, also known as needs and wants. Identify any items you would be willing to compromise on. As you see on the screen, there is a diagram for it or a chart that you may use. Criteria, want, needs, shared with opponent, and compromise on as an individual worksheet. The best approach is for each party to take a few moments to write down their individual criteria and then come together and combine the list to create a final set of criteria. Although it is important to work together on this list, it is also important that the wants and needs of both parties are respected. You may ask, why create criteria after creating options? Wouldn't it make more sense to create a list of criteria and then generate a list of options? Logically, this approach does make more sense. However, it can be difficult to come up with creative options when you already have a framework in mind. Therefore, we recommend brainstorming first and then creating criteria second.